Lily Mendoza is a co-founder of the Red Ribbon Skirt Society. That's a group in the Black Hills that helps educate the community on missing and murdered Indigenous women and Two-Spirited, or LGBTQIA, people.
You know, the numbers are out there, close to 5,000 documented cases, 70 here in South Dakota, and rising. And I think it's just now that we've been paying attention to that crisis, that's where that comes from, is the need for us to look at ways that we can stop that.
Mendoza sits in an armchair in the corner of a small room at the Racing Magpie Art Gallery. The walls are decorated with red dresses from a recent art installation called the Why Campaign to draw attention to the missing community members. Each dress is handmade and have cloth tags attached with the names of local victims. Mendoza says this space is permanent.
What we noticed when we did our event there is that people were really looking for a place to go and share their stories and a place to heal and to grieve through the process of lost ones. Even family and community members going amongst the dresses on the grounds. I would get posts on my Facebook that they'd gone there to even just start out their day, you know, to go there and pray and to heal.
There are two chairs in the dimly lit room and artwork surrounding the space. Mendoza says it's created for meditation, remembrance, and prayer.
People can bring items, they can bring pictures, they can bring sage, they can bring sweetgrass, flowers, whatever they would like to bring and put them on the altar.
Mendoza says it's free to the public. The space is open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4:30, but the hours increase in the summer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.